Yeah, the findings were actually stark, and there was a very strong participation. Hundreds from all around the coast around Ireland participated in the survey. I mean, some of the headlines, almost 91% said they were extremely worried about their livelihood. Most of them said it was either unlikely or not very likely that they would be involved in fishing in 10 years' time. Now, that's stark. 88% said they would not encourage their children to continue the family tradition in fishing. That's where we've got to. And you know, if you compare that to the Taoiseach's words at the UN conference, there in recent days on the oceans, he talked about as an island nation, we're blessed with some of the world's finest marine resources. Then why are we in such a desperate state in our fishing and seafood industry?
There's a number of crises facing the industry here in relation to the governance from Europe and from Ireland. Many will see that there's a major lack of support as well coming from the European Commission and indeed from the Irish government. The outlook is far from optimistic.
Across the entire industry, islands, inshore, aquaculture, obviously offshore, all the different sectors, I have just a complete lack of hope. They feel they have been failed by all the arms of the state, by government. So there's a huge challenge. Like, we have a dedicated minister for the marine now for the first time in a long time. We have a dedicated Oireachtas committee for the first time, I think, ever, certainly in a very, very long time. You know, so that's why this survey couldn't come at a more important time. It should focus minds. We have an absolute failure to, you know, bring wealth and prosperity to fishing and coastal communities, despite the richness of the waters that we're surrounded. It's a failure to get fairness in quotas, fairness in allocations, and fairness in terms of supporting those communities. So, like, the findings are stark. You can't deny them. They're there in black and white. That's where it's at right now. And the challenge on government and on all of us is we have to turn this around.